This is Michael Johnson, and welcome back to our series of podcasts with VMware. And we're talking with Joe Kozarek, who is a technical account manager at VMware. Today, we're going to be talking about some of the features included as part of the ESX 3.5, specifically designed to make the experience of virtual machines better. Joe, can you talk a little bit about some of these features in ESX 5?
Absolutely, MJ. You know, there's so many of them. I'm really excited to get started. VMware has made numerous performance enhancements with ESX 3.5, and these changes include things like support for 64 gigabytes of RAM in the virtual machines themselves, large memory page support, as well as hardware-assisted nested page tables and paravirtualized guests. Beginning with ESX 3.0 and through the 3.02 update, virtual machines, they were really able to be allocated up to 16 gigabytes of physical memory. And while this is enough for the vast majority of virtual machines, VMware felt that it was important to open up the benefits of virtualization to all the potential candidates, including those memory-intensive workloads you would likely find in the x86 computing world. So allowing a virtual machine to be allocated up to 64 gigabytes of RAM enables even the most memory-intensive applications, such as some of the largest Oracle and SQL databases, to be virtualized. So in conjunction with increasing the amount of RAM for the virtual machines, we've also enlarged the amount of RAM that the ESX hosts itself support. We now support up to 256 gigabytes of RAM in selected configurations in the host. Now, along with that, we've doubled the amount of the logical host CPUs ESX can recognize, up to a maximum of 64 cores in selected configurations. And these changes really allow ESX to support the largest of x86 systems being manufactured today, as well as enabling the creation of virtual machines with very large memory footprints, thereby giving them all the benefits of running within a virtualized environment, the abstraction, the encapsulation, and still enabling a favorable consolidation ratio across the customer's virtual infrastructure. Another evolutionary change we have made is that we are enabling for the first time in a hypervisor from any vendor support for large memory pages. This is called huge memory pages in the Linux world, but they're really the same thing. You know, the standard x86 memory page is 4 kilobytes in size. And on a standard system with 4 gigabytes of RAM, there are over a million small memory pages in the page table. There are many high-performance applications, MJ, that are going to benefit from larger memory accesses in order to help prevent thrashing inside of the translation look-aside buffer. For example, in a 64-bit JVM, it is possible to have the Java application access memory pages in 2-megabyte increments. That's far more efficient than the traditional 4-kilobyte size.
Why is that?
Well, let's say that your Java app is trying to read 1 megabyte of contiguous data that hasn't been accessed recently. If the memory pages are going to be 4 kilobytes in size, that means you're going to have to access 256 different pages of memory and walk that page table 256 times to find the proper address. This is incredibly slow. By contrast, if your page size is 2 megabytes, then the entire block of memory will only require that you search the page table once or at most twice. This is much faster for the hardware, and it's going to result in virtual machine performance improvements. But of course, the flexibility is going to live with the application owner and guest OS administrator to decide if enabling large page memory is a benefit to the workload that they're going to be virtualizing.
Can you give some examples of applications that could benefit from what we've been talking about, the large memory pages?
Sure. You know, Java applications are one, and the other glaring example that I would have to mention are going to be databases. Oracle, just to use one example, cites a 5 to 20% performance improvement in databases by enabling large page memory support. Databases use large amounts of memory to cache the contents of their tables, so being able to access the data within the memory quickly can often reduce physical I.O. by 10 to 100 fold, which in turn greatly enhances performance of complex queries. Now, with the release of ESX 3.5, VMware produces the only hypervisor in the IT industry that supports large memory pages and thus is capable of delivering a performance boost to applications in both Linux and Windows that are written with support for large memory pages. Most heavy computational applications, such as modeling software, will also benefit greatly from large memory page support. The interesting thing with memory-intensive workloads is that they're going to benefit from yet another enhancement to the memory functionality of ESX3.5, and that would be hardware-assisted page tables. ESX3.5 features full support for nested page tables, an enhancement to the virtualization capabilities found in AMD Barcelona processors, which would be the Barcelona processors RevG and later. Now, without nested paging, that is, how virtual memory addresses are translated to host hardware addresses with ESX versions prior to 3.5, the addressing scheme is a relatively expensive two-step process. So first, the guest OS is going to attempt to update its virtual memory. The virtual machine monitor is going to have to trap that call, do the translation itself in what's called a shadow page table, and then during the next context switch, update the page table on the guest OS. With nested paging, the guest OS page table doesn't have to be refreshed during a context switch because the memory management unit of the processor itself has been made aware of the presence of the virtual machine. So the guest is allowed to update its own set of page tables just as it would if it was running on physical hardware. In other words, a page table update becomes another operation within the guest that executes natively on the processor. This allows the virtual machine monitor to avoid a context switch and thus one of the largest sources of virtualization overhead, which is virtual memory address translation. And having such a feature supported by ESX3.5 means the virtualization overhead that exists within ESX gets even lower, and thus the virtual machines perform even more like physical ones. Use of NPT reduces the overhead memory necessary to run a virtual machine because the allocation of shadow page tables consumes additional host memory for every virtual machine that is loaded. So VMware is confident that the practical benefits of this exciting new technology will become immediately noticeable to our customers. And one last thing about hardware-assisted page table support, MJ, is that Intel also plans a functionally equivalent feature called extended page tables in a future version of its VTX technology. And we plan to support that new technology as soon as it comes to market.
There's a lot of detail we've gone into about the improvements made by VMware to memory management within ESX 3.5. But let's talk a little bit about this technology called para-virtualization. Now, I've heard about it, but maybe you can explain a little bit more about it and how it relates to ESX 3.5. I think it's a pretty important point.
It certainly is, MJ, especially in the Linux world. Now, para-virtualization is used to describe one of the alternatives for virtualizing the CPU of a host system. Whereas building functionality in the hardware of the processor to make virtualization easier can be thought of and is termed hardware assist, para-virtualization, it can be thought of as OS assist, because you're really talking about modifying the guest OS in order to make it more suitable to running in an abstracted environment. You do this by removing from the guest the troubled privileged instructions which can't be executed in user space using the traditional virtualization techniques. Now, in doing so, higher performance is possible inside the guest because you're reducing CPU overhead, which in the past would have been used for trapping the same privileged instructions. Now, within ESX 3.5, we implement para-virtualization using the VMI 3.0 API, which is a hypervisor-agnostic interface and an implementation of the Paravert Ops standard. And it's important to talk about this and understand Paravert Ops, because for VMware, the goal has been to implement para-virtualization using an interface that is robust and enables our customers to confidently deploy para-virtualization inside of their data centers alongside of traditional native virtualization and rest assured of the same level of rock-solid stability. VMI 3.0 achieves this goal by providing an interface that is stable, maintainable, and that very much keeps the hypervisor and the guest OS decoupled. And so as a result of these efforts, a guest kernel is able to run identically in a paravirtualized virtual machine as well as natively. This is in great contrast to attempts that others have made at championing paravirtualization, which relies on invasive changes to the guest OS. These changes tightly couple the guest with the underlying hypervisor, with the end result being inhibited compatibility. VMware's approach, in contrast, providing one set of hooks into the Linux kernel for all hypervisors, facilitates transparent virtualization and hypervisor interoperability. And this preserves the customer's technology investment and at the same time guarantees compatibility with other key virtualization features, such as vMotion and transparent memory page sharing. We are very excited also to see that VMI has been officially incorporated into the Linux kernel as of version 2.6.21. And for this reason, we officially support Ubuntu 7.04, which is built around this kernel. Now, VMware believes that adopting paravirtualization, together with its existing implementation of binary translation, as well as hardware assist, with each technique being employed where they will generate the most ROI, is what will benefit our customers. So we see the three technologies coexisting and not directly competing with one another. There will be times where a paravirtualized guest is going to clearly be the right choice. And then there's going to be others where a binary translation approach, together with hardware assist, will yield the greatest performance benefits for our customers.
So, Joe, we've covered a lot today. I know that there's more to cover with ESX 3.5, so I'm looking forward to joining you next time to dive in even deeper into this product. Maybe you can give the website quickly so folks can at least study up on what they've heard about so far.
Sure. All of our listeners today should go to vmware.com/go/VI35, where they can learn all about the enhanced performance features in ESX 3.5.
Okay, and I look forward to talking to you with next time and going into even further detail. Thanks, Joe, for being on the podcast. I've been speaking today with Joe Gazarek, who's a technical account manager with VMware, about the features of ESX 3.5. Thanks for being with us, Joe.
Thank you, MJ.
That's part one of our two-part podcast, delving further into the features of VMware's ESX 3.5. Join us next time on the podcast. I'm Michael Johnson.